The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I know we're not the only people that do it. Baby talk your dogs. We're going to talk about baby talking our dogs. Good morning. It's Tuesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Where are you going with this woman?
Well, you, Automatic, as I was upstairs getting ready and you're downstairs talking to the dogs, I recorded you. Now, do you want to just do your little talk? How do you talk
no,
to the dogs?
I don't want to. No. What
Why?
Do you mean you recorded me?
Because you go, what's up with the baby dog? I said, who's a baby dog? Who's a baby dog? Who's a baby girl? A roar. You do the baby talk to the dogs.
Because they're my dogs. I got to talk to them like that. How am I supposed to talk to them? Sternly?
Sometimes. That's what I prefer to do. I try to keep it like, yo, what's
How
up,
Metro? How do you
Metro?
Talk to Metro?
Anthony, you don't baby talk Metro.
I don't. I call him baby. I call him puppy brother. I don't view him as my child. I view him as my puppy brother. He's my brother with four legs. So that we talk like I would to my younger brother. Like when he, oh my God, he peed on my couch. Sorry.
Oh,
I didn't.
No!
Yes, dude.
I'm not a bad boy.
I don't know what it was. I was like, Metro, why are you living like a frat boy? You got to grow up, dude. You got to grow up. You can't be doing this, dude.
No, now, that was protest. You did something to him that he pissed him off.
Did you bring a woman home that he didn't see?
Did you leave him in the house for too long?
Maybe it's the second one. Maybe I haven't brought anybody home in a long time.
And he's like, what's up, dude?
He's like, well, if nobody else is going to be using this couch, I'll be taking it over.
Well, I have a problem with DJ Automat baby talking our dogs. I didn't baby talk my children.
Uh-oh.
Much less baby talk the dogs. They're just dogs. And that's why they don't listen
Dana,
to
they're
you.
They're my babies.
They don't listen
they
to you.
They love me. What are you talking about? They would literally protect me. If I said to attack you, they would get you.
They won't even get up when he calls them.
They literally would do nothing. They would just look at me and be like, what?
Hey, what are you even talking about? I'm the stern one. You have to be stern. They're dogs. And baby talking dogs doesn't get you anywhere.
I like to put the fear in my dogs. And but, I get that you think that there's like, it makes you a superior person to talk down
I'm
to the dogs.
I'm the pack leader. Oh, I'm the leader of
yeah.
the pack.
What you're talking about is your baby voice, Automatic. Which,
yeah, just do the baby
and,
voice.
No.
Your guys' dogs, too, for being husky, they are not intimidating at all.
They're
the fluffiest dogs ever, yeah, and that's why they deserve a baby voice.
Yeah, you can definitely tell those dogs come from like a dual-income home.
A throw pillow, brush twice a day, kind of indoor dog.
They're all taken care of. Yeah. Brushed and bathed and toothpaste and everything. Do you baby talk your dogs? Hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Anthony A. National Day.
Let's go ahead and start with National Tooth Fairy Day. Shout out to the Tooth Fairy, baby. Holding it down.
I like the Tooth Fairy, but my Tooth Fairy was cheap.
Over.
I got quarters and nickels.
Dana, literally, you're going to find something wrong with the Tooth Fairy. You're going to try to pour off the Tooth Fairy.
With a nickel?
That's a thought that counts.
My mom had to explain to me that the Tooth Fairy during my childhood had a lot of responsibilities and other children to take care of.
I wish somebody would explain that to me. I was just like, the Tooth Fairy hates me.
The Tooth Fairy forgot about me, okay?
All right, we also got National Plant Milk Day. So shout out to Plant Milk. Oh, it's Global Plant Milk Day, all right? So almond milk.
Plant milk? That's a lie. There's no nipples on plants.
Okay, all right.
Plants don't lactate.
All right,
what is it called? Yeah, you know. God.
That wasn't a curse word. That was a Meet the Parents reference, all right?
Hey,
and
could
we'll go ahead and wrap it up on National Eat a Peach Day. Ooh, like grocery.
Why would you die?
Yeah, why would you end on that? Automatic is allergic to peaches.
Oh, my bad. Dude, I was talking about the naughty peaches.
Not allergic to those.
Yeah. You're not allergic to that at all.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, blended families, they are the new norm. But what's the percentage today? I have the latest research according to the census. I go last. DJ Automatic, what'd you find?
New research shows that stem cells from one eye can actually heal the other eye. The Journal of Science Advances took stem cells from a perfectly good eye. They cultivated them in an actual petri dish.
Okay.
Left them there for 2 to 3 weeks and then transferred it to the injured eye, and it actually fixes the injured eye.
I love your word there, transferred. They injected it into your eye.
I hate saying injected into the eye.
Well, because it's spooky, but if I could see again, I'll inject whatever I need to inject in my eye.
I to get some stem cells injected into my eye and put this lazy one to work. Because my lazy eye, you know,
so,
I
like, things like that,
bro.
It can help. But it's more like right now they're working with people who, like that guy who lit a firework and it went off in his eye. It was able to fix that. Another guy had a chemical burn in one eye and it was able to fix the other eye.
How are they going to fix the dummy who set the firework off on his hand in his eye. That's what they got to fix. All right, Anthony A.
All right, in case you missed it, according to Bankrate, a recent survey reveals that Americans feel they need 233,000 to feel financially comfortable and secure.
What?
How does this feel? Okay, all right. No, but not
200, I get it. You feel a little rich.
And again, for the survey was for two household people having a kid. And then they they feel like
just one kid?
Just one kid, dude. King. All right. This is not
I'm a pobrecita for real. As a mom of three, how much money is in your bank account? What do you need to feel secure? Call us right now. And also, in case you missed it, according to the latest census, nearly 50% of families are remarried or recoupled.
So we're blended families.
Half are blended families now.
Sounds about right, because I mean, of our daughter's friends, she's the only friend that has their parents together.
I know, now, Automatic and I, it's weird. We're still married, and all her friends' parents are either separated or divorced.
Well, now the $230,000 makes sense because you need money for a divorce attorney.
Your kids and his kids and her kids. Hi, it's Dana Cortez. Are you part of a blended family?
I married my wife, and she has four kids of her own, so I didn't get a chance to have my kid biologically, but her four kids, I look at those kids like those are my kids. And what a blessing it was for me to be able to help her raise her kids.
Oh, it is hard, but you're right. It's a blessing.
Absolutely. And watching them grow up has been such an honor and such a blessing.
I mean, I want to stress that it's not easy.
We've already said that.
But I also want to say I like to take credit when they're doing well.
That's automatic. I love that. As a stepdad, take credit. All right. Lie to who is this?
This is Mike.
Mike, you were explaining before we put you on hold that you are in a blended family. Go ahead.
At the time, my wife's daughter was 10 months old. And now she's three, and then we had a daughter last year in April.
How is the relationship with the father of this girl?
He's not in the picture. I stepped up when she was 10 months, and I've raised her ever since. And I love her like she's my own son.
And that's difficult, I understand, but I do want to say if this is any consolation for you and your wife, I did not know my father, and I think it's better not to know than to be subjected to someone who doesn't want you. All right, let's take another call. Line 8, who is this?
Brenda.
Hey, welcome, Brenda. We're talking about blended families.
You know, you're sitting there and it's like you want people to get divorces. I don't understand.
I don't want anybody to get a divorce. I'm just being real about the situation.
No, you're not being real. You got to understand. Women are supposed to be there to do what they need to do for their husbands. They need to stay together. They need to raise their children together. You know, it needs to be man and woman. That's what it needs to be.
That's great. Fairy tales are all great, but I'm in a blended family.
That
if things don't work out.
No, that is not a fairy tale, Dana. That's life. That is real.
And what if he cheats on you? What if he's going out with somebody else? What if he's, well, you know, there's all kinds of...
You know what? Sometimes as women, we have to take that. And we just sit at home and do what we need to do. Yes.
Are you being serious or are you playing me right now?
You know, I am happily married with my husband. You know what? As long as I don't know about it, I don't care. And it's supposed to be like that. We don't get divorced.
I'm not encouraging divorce. We want people to stay together. Automatic and I are raising our child together. We're married. What I'm saying is if things don't work out, it's okay. You're not odd because you're in a blended family. You know, my nana raised me. That doesn't make me odd. There's children listening right now that are being raised by a stepmother or a stepfather or a nana or something else, a tío, you know, and so that's what I'm saying.
I want things the way they used to be. Man and woman being married, raising their children. We need to go back to what we were, when things were good.
I wish that things were beautiful like that, but that's when grandpa would step out on grandma. And I'm sorry, women today work just as hard as men, and we deserve to be respected.
We have to respect our husbands, okay, Dana? We have to respect our husbands and be the women that we're supposed to be, just like our mothers were and our grandmothers and before that, okay?
Brenda, look, I do respect my husband, but in turn, he respects me as well. Nobody's trying to get people to split, but if it doesn't work out, it's okay. I was one of the kids that got made fun of when I was little. You don't have a dad. I do have a father. He didn't want to be a part of my life. That's not,
it's not your fault.
I'm not. There's nothing wrong with me. And that's what I'm trying to say. When folks like Brenda say you're destroying the family unit, no, we're just trying to include everyone. Your family is normal. Your family is okay. Love is what makes a family. Facts. Phone lines are still...
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you get married, you're told for better or for worse, you're supposed to take care of your other person, right? But there's something I wanted to say to you, DJ Automatic, since you're my husband. If something would happen to you, I know 100% that I would take care of you for the rest of your life. Let's say if you were in a, you know, wheelchair or whatever the case may be.
I know for a fact I would do anything I had to do for you.
that you would take care of me too?
Promise.
Well, I know you found some statistics when it comes to men versus women who actually does take care of a partner if they get gravely ill or are in need of 24-hour care. We'll give you those statistics in a bit. The reason we're even having this conversation is we're going to talk about Kristen Armstrong. Back in 2008, she was married to Brandon Smith, and she got a phone call that he was hit by a semi-truck. His car was T-boned, and he received a traumatic brain injury. Now, fast forward to today, she's remarried to a man named James Armstrong. And James helps Kristen take care of her ex-husband. Here's audio of her describing their situation.
I once thought I would never meet somebody who could love me and love Brandon. I mean, who's going to want to take on somebody who still loves their former husband? But James surpassed all my dreams I had of how a future partner could love Brandon. James has never expressed or shown any jealousy. He's never questioned my unwavering love for Brandon or given pause to the role B plays in our family. Instead, he's accepted Brandon with wide open arms.
Okay, so she was married to her first husband back in 2008.
Yes.
But when did she marry her new husband?
Okay, her new husband is James. They married in 2015. She didn't know to hire a lawyer. So she had to divorce her first husband in order to get funding from the state to be able to care for him, to be able to make sure he's okay for the rest of his life.
So this all happened when they were young?
Yes, they got
married. And she stayed taking care of this man?
She still takes care of him. She visits him 4 days a week. The other three, they pick him up, bring him to their home. This man, her new husband, feeds him, helps change him, picks him up, puts him in their car.
These people are saints.
Yeah, they really are, because the jealous Latino in me is like, I couldn't handle another man and visualizing my wife moving on without me. But at the end of the day, it seems as this man had nobody else there for him.
Oh, if she wasn't caring for him?
He'd just be at a state run.
By himself.
He'd probably be dead.
Automatic by himself. She loves him. And her new husband accepts that she made that promise and she's keeping it. She said it took her that long to find someone because no man would accept her knowing that she was going to care
because it's a lot.
Husband.
It's a lot.
Oh, it's a lot. Of course it is. If you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram right now, you can watch this video. I showed it to my friend. She started crying.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, most men would not have done this either which way.
And I'm glad you said that, because his automatic was looking up the statistics. He said, God, we're horrible. Men are horrible. Tell him why.
Men are 6 times more likely to leave a sick wife. Seriously ill women have a 21% divorce rate, where seriously ill men only have a 3% divorce rate.
So we stay.
So women stay,
because we keep our promises to God.
But the one thing I did take from this, though, is the longer the marriage, the more likely the person is going to stay.
But men are less likely to stay.
Yes.
I want you to answer me honestly, not from your first person, not you and your partner. I want you to tell me why those numbers are what they are. Why, statistically, do more men walk away from a person they promised to take care of no matter what, the rest of their lives, blah, blah, blah? When it comes down to it, they're more likely to walk away. Anthony, you go first.
Well, we're not good at taking care of things to begin with.
We're not the nurturers.
Yeah, no. Literally, my dog literally tore up my apartment last week, and he's fully functional, and I can't take care of him. I would be in a situation where I would say, hey, we're probably going to make sure before we sign up and do our vows together, let's set up some good insurance for each other, because I'm not the best caregiver. Is that even how you say it?
That is how you say it, Anthony.
I mean, this sounds like a cop-out, but like I just said, we're way less nurturing, and men are selfish. And the other thing is, we're not built that way. We're built to seek, build, destroy, you know, go to war, where women are, they're not built that way. It's just a biological makeup of a man is so much different than a woman.
You sound inferior.
You create life. We don't do that. There's something that is in the biological makeup of a woman that is so different than men.
Well, then we need a woman president.
I'm not saying all that.
Go watch the video.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of Cardi B's newest photos that she posted, I think might make her husband, Offset, a little upset. Let's talk about it, and I'll tell you where you can see the picture right now. The story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony, a celebrity birthdays first.
We got Dua Lipa celebrating her birthday. James Corden and the Uso twins from my wrestling fans.
Well, I got a message for Rihanna fans. Congratulations. She had a baby boy.
Hey.
ASAP Rocky, her parents again. Now, the kid was born August 3rd. So she kept that from us this whole time. But we do know baby boy's name begins with an R.
I want to take a guess.
Okay, automatic.
The first baby's name was RZA. Rocky's real name is Rakim, so I was thinking it'd be Rakim Jr.
Right? Mm. I think so, too. I say Rakim. As soon as we find out, you'll find out. Now we're going to move on. Talk about Drake, who verbally threatened a fan with violence who was at his show. Well, it was after they threw a book at his face, which he caught. Here's an excerpt from that moment.
And I'll tell you right now, he's a bro.
Says you're lucky I'm quick, or else we're gonna go down there and beat you. And there's a purple book. What kind of book is that?
Hopefully it was one that person had written, because that way they get a little free pub on it.
They get no pub. He threw the book back. He pays more attention to bras than books. So no, I don't know what kind of book it was, but the video's up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Speaking of videos, I saw the video of Taylor Swift attending Jack Antonoff, the producer's wedding. She's in the wedding. Man, she shut the streets down. Cops had to shut the whole road down so Taylor Swift could enter the wedding.
Serious question here, guys.
Okay, automatic.
Who's more famous at this point, Taylor Swift or Beyonce?
Oh, man. I think Taylor Swift is really giving some legendary numbers. I'm going to go with T-Swizzle right now, dude.
I'm with you. And I love Beyonce.
As a member of the Beehive, I will always choose Beyonce. I don't care what both of you say. I don't care. And then finally, we are going to talk about Cardi B. She posted recently a photo of herself back in the day when she was an exotic dancer, which we all know. She talks about it all the time. I think she looks absolutely stunning. She looks beautiful. My question is, do you think Offset, her husband, member of the Migos, does he get jealous?
Nah.
No, I think he's just more frustrated that she doesn't cook or clean. So that's kind of really...
That's a lie. I've seen her TikTok. She cooks and cleans every single day.
All right. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were discussing a couple and a family. A woman and her husband were happily married. The husband had a tragic accident where he was hit by a semi, causing him to be in a vegetative state. Now, the woman cared after him, took care of him, moved on to a new husband, and now the new husband and her take care of him together. All right?
They're saints.
All right? Which is, you know, a lot of men, we're not up to it. That led Dana Cortez to asking me and DJ Automatic this question right here.
Why, statistically, do more men walk away from a person they promised to take care of no matter what, the rest of their lives, blah, blah, blah? When it comes down to it, they're more likely to walk away.
Ooh, we're going to break down those numbers right now, and we're going to tell you why men might walk away from a situation like this. I love welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. DJ Automatic, today got a little bit deep, and your wife from the gate, this conversation made me very happy not to be in a relationship. Because this whole thing, I think at one point in the conversation, she asked you, if I don't have legs, would you still be with me?
Yeah.
And those are the weird hypothetical questions that women will ask you in the middle of lunch just to spice up the day a little bit. Yeah. Thinking that there's
just
a right...
a little drama on top of that salad.
There's never a right answer when women are asking you these questions, okay? If you were blind, could you still see me? Huh? They ask you these weird things all the time and leave us in no man's land. Automatic, I think you would be there to take care of your wife.
I would definitely be there. I was not BSing her when I said that I would take care of her. If you look at statistics, we've been together for a long time. People that have been together for a long time, the spouse always does, not always, but is more than likely going to stick around.
Oh, wait, you said the spouse. Is that man or woman? Is
yes.
It, oh, so either or. Okay.
Either or. But women are way more likely to stick around than men.
Now, on the flip side of this question is, if we were in a vegetative state, would you want your wife to take care of you with her new husband? That's the part that gets me a little bit, dog.
So yeah, that's the part that we didn't talk about. That I think if I was aware, knowing that what was going on, I don't know that I would want that.
I don't think I would either,
because
dude.
Like, I feel like with this guy, he doesn't really know what's going on, so they're just keeping him alive, helping him, you know, taking care of him, which is a beautiful thing. Like I said, these people are saints.
This conversation was great because it's very informative, and it's allowed me now to have the position of, you know, once I meet my future lover, to, you know, clearly express to her that if something happens to me and I'm laying up like a pepino and you want to move on, just go ahead and move on without me. Leave me here. I don't want you. I don't want your help. I don't want your help from your new husband either.
Nope.
I don't want that, dog. I don't want no grown man changing my diaper and then going out and then knocking down my wife, my ex-wife, and I got to be in the next room over or something like that, dog. That's my own personal hell, bro.
I was going to say, it sounds like hell.
Sounds like hell, dude. Yeah. So, you know, I'm glad that it's working out for this family, and I think they're all great, but me personally, I wouldn't want you to take care of me. Just move on. Leave me out your life, bro.
What would you want her to do?
Call my brother. My brother is a registered nurse, all right, dog? I got my people, lady. Oh, my God, dude.
And then they had new kids together, too.
Oh, no way. I could not do it at all, DJ Automatic. That is not my speed, bro. Oh, I didn't mean to use speed because you can't go nowhere. Look at it. See, you already got me acting like a jerk. This is messed up, dog. This is messed up right now. Could you take care of your partner if they ended up in a vegetative state? Mm-hmm. And that is the question from Dana Cortez. I would not be posing that to you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.